Shri Narada Muni witnessed the appearance of Lord Krishna, and he knew that when Krishna appears in his original form once in a day of Brahma,
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
One time in every 4,320,000, no, 320 million. Actually, that's just a day, and there's the night. That's 8,640,000,000 years. Krishna does not appear in his original form without his original pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, Shivadika. In the spiritual world, Krishna exhibits three energies, Sandini, Samvit, Ladini. Sandini Shakti, Krishna maintains the entire existence of the spiritual world. In his Samvit Shakti, this Shakti gives Krishna, is the Shakti of Krishna's, in which he knows everything. And also it is through this Shakti that can empower a living entity to know Krishna. Ladini Shakti is Krishna's energy that gives him supreme pleasure, and also gives pleasure to the heart of the devotee that loves him. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is prema, or pure love. The essence of prema is mahabhava, the supreme ultimate state of complete love. And Srimati Radharani is the sole proprietor, the very personification and embodiment of mahabhava, which means she is the source of all love. Krishna Ashraya is the supreme object of love, and Radharani is Disha. She is the supreme abode of love. All love is within Radharani's heart. And whatever love a living entity may have, it is only by the mercy, by the grace of Sri Radharani. Just as we are part and parcel of Krishna, whatever love we have in our perfect state of consciousness is part and parcel of Sri Radha's love. Krishna's supreme happiness is in tasting the sweetness of Radha's love. And Radha's exclusive happiness is in giving Krishna that taste of her love, without any consideration of her own self-interest. Eternally, her only meditation is to give Krishna the sweet taste of her love, knowing how much pleasure he derives from that. Prabhupada explains this is a great contradiction. He quotes from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami how the gopis of Vrindavan, who were all the followers of Srimati Radharani, for all eternity, They never have the slightest thought or consideration about their own happiness. Their only thought is Krishna's happiness. And Radharani's only thought is Krishna's happiness. And the gopi's only thought is in assisting Radharani to give Krishna happiness. It is explained that Krishna is like the tree, and Srimati Radharani is like the creeper, and all living entities are like the flowers on that creeper. The flower has no direct contact with the tree, but the flower blossoms because of its connection to the creeper. But yet Krishna himself, he is wondering, what is the nature of Radharani's love? In her selfless spirit, to please me, to give me happiness. She cares nothing for her own, but in her selfless spirit, to give me happiness, she experiences tens of millions of times more happiness than me. Krishna, who is the knower of everything, is trying to understand this. What is the nature of Radharani's love? What is it that Srimati Radharani sees in me that gives her such happiness? And what is it that she tastes when she experiences my love? Because Krishna is always subordinate to Sri Radha's love, and Radha is always subordinate to Sri Krishna's love. We understand through this what is actual love, the source of all love. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas have the highest understanding of the conclusions of all the scriptures. And what is that? That the ultimate aspiration in our lives should be to assist in any way the happiness that Radha and Krishna are sharing with one another. That's all. If it means being a directly servant of the servant of Srimati Radha, or the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, a million times down, it really doesn't matter. What matters is our heart, our soul, our life is exclusively existing to assist in the supreme lila of love. And Rupa Goswami, by the empowerment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has revealed these most confidential secrets so beautifully. So Narada Muni understood that Krishna cannot come to this world in his original form of Govinda without Srimati Radharani. It simply is not possible. He can come as Varaha Dev or Narasingha Dev, or he can come as Matsya. These are all Vaikuntha forms of the Lord. But Shyam Sundar is always with Sri Radharani. So he was searching, where is Srimati Radharani? She must have appeared. And he came here to Radha, where the ultimate treasure of all of his worship and aspirations is to be found. In different kalpas, Srimati Radharani appears in different ways. In some Puranas it describes that here at Mukyaravali, Rishabhanu was plowing the field, and from the earth a beautiful golden child with a female form appeared. She emerged from the earth, and he brought her home to where we are sitting. Kirtida, his wife, was overwhelmed with bliss. They had a daughter, the supreme goddess of fortune. Planary expansions of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida are Suchandra and Kalavati. They performed 10,000 years of tapasya. Actually, not exactly tapasya. They were just worshipping the Lord with great dear love. And Lord Brahma appeared to them and offered them any benediction. And they just wanted to serve the Supreme Goddess of Fortune with parental love and see her pastimes. They didn't ask for anything else. Sometimes Srimati Radharani would appear just behind us in Yamuna on a beautiful lotus flower, playing very sweetly, and Vrishabhanu would come to take his bath, and there she was. And Lord Brahma appeared and entrusted Srimati Radharani to Vrishabhanu Maharaj's care. So Narada Muni came, and there, this greatest of all sages, the guru of Prahlad and Dhruva, the subduer of Daksha, very powerful person. Narada Muni was so influential that when he went to Mathura, even Kamsa bowed down to him and washed his lotus feet. Narada Muni surrendered his heart, his life, at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, who was just a tiny infant child. She wouldn't open her eyes or even speak a sound. Narada Muni begged Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, let me be alone with her for some time. So in the privacy of that darshan, Narada Muni offered beautiful prayers of surrender. And the little baby child revealed to Narada Muni her eternal Kishori forms and blessed him. Blessed him with the aspiration of the love of a gopi. Narada Muni meant mad in ecstasy. Vrishabhanu and Kirtida didn't know what was happening in the other room. Narada Muni's with this little baby. They just thought she was their baby. So they... Narada Muni composed himself what he had seen, the division of the Kishori Rupa of Srimati Radharani of Goloka, and received her blessings. So we have come to our home as humble beggars, begging Srimati Radharani, who is the unlimited ocean of spiritual compassion. The kindness of her heart, She is eager to even give an insignificant lowly jackal Kaya's treasure of entrance into her own circles of devotees. If that jackal just cries out for her mercy. We know that story at Shivapur. Jackal is a lowly animal. Even amongst dogs, a jackal is an outcast. Sometimes if someone is strong, you compare them to a lion or a tiger. Or if someone is wise, you compare them to an owl. Or if someone is majestic, compare them to an elephant. Or if someone has beautiful eyes, you say, Meenakshi, like a fish's eyes. But have you ever heard in your life or read in any literature, either material or spiritual, anyone glorified by being compared to a jackal? It's a very lowly, humiliating birth. And when they howl and make noise, it's horrible. Nobody likes it. Even jackals don't like it. It's really just, have you ever been where jackals are? You just scream. At least dogs go, ruff, 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 ruff. Jackals are screaming. So a jackal, a female jackal. This female jackal. She was being harassed, little children, throwing rocks, the jackal, screaming, running away, jumped into a hole in the ground. And just to get her out, they put wood all around the hole, and then they lit it on fire. Lit the hole on fire. And the jackal was screaming. Radharani heard the screaming. And she told her maidservant, Lalita Sakhi, this is my area of Sri Radha Kund. Nobody should suffer here. Go help that jackal. So the gopi went and chased all the kids away and brought the jackal out of the hole. The person brought her right to Srimati Radharani, where the jackal laid her head on Radharani's feet with tears in her eyes, begging for mercy. And that jackal, which is such an outcast that no civilized person would touch it, Radharani, like a mother, affectionately patted the head of that jackal and gazed lovingly and gave that jackal Braj Prem. The love of the residents of Vrindavan gave that jackal eternal service as her maidservant in Goloka. So we are all, everyone in this material world is jackal-like. And the little children are like the miseries of material existence. The whole is like material existence itself, and the fire around is like the samsara dava nala vivava, blazing fire, burning us, samsara. Narottam Das Thakur prays, I'm burning in the fire of material existence, Krishna. Only you could save me. But the great acharyas in the line of Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are teaching us how to take shelter of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. It is the most powerful, safest, and most sublime of all paths. It must be done under the careful supervision of the great souls. Srila Prabhupada was very, very modest in his expressions of his connection to Srimati Radharani. Because it is so deep. It should not be just thrown out to ordinary people who will take it cheaply. Prabhupada gave us the Mahamantra. Hare is Radharani's name. She has the power to steal Krishna's heart. She has the power to steal all inauspiciousness from our heart and grant us her love. Yes, Prabhupada has given us the supreme mercy of Srimati Radharani in parampara through this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and through serving the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna in Radharani's mood of love, spreading love in this world. Lord Chaitanya's mission is Radharani's service. So we should understand the great treasure of Srimati Radharani's compassion and mercy. Not take it cheaply. We should understand that we have no qualification to understand or to fathom the leelas of Radha and Krishna. It is so high above us, but we could always be keeping our glance in that direction and offer our venerable obeisances and try to purify ourselves by chanting, by hearing, and by doing seva and serving those great souls who are helping us to approach that plane. Mukyaravali is so important place. The place where Srimati Radharani appears on this earth to reveal her supreme compassion upon us. So let us pray. Let us pray for the humble service attitude and the enthusiasm for devotional service. Let us pray for absorption in bhakti, absorption, engrossing our consciousness in our duties to Guru and the Vaishnavas, engrossing our consciousness in the holy name and the Harikatha, engrossing our consciousness in prayers to the deity. Let us pray that we can sincerely, honestly, and with all humility, absorb ourselves and help others to do the same. With grateful hearts, let us fall in the dust of Sri Radharani's lotus feet and pray to eternally be the servant of our servants. Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami. I was sitting on the upper steps of the temple, observing this wonderful Sankirtan performed by all of you. It was extraordinary. When you're in Kirtan, you're experiencing a certain ras. But when you're seeing the whole picture,
of everybody joyfully dancing and singing. Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't think there's anything more beautiful than all the 14 worlds and same devotees united in such a holy place. And you are all being covered by the dust of Sri Radharani's lotus feet, gracefully dancing. Kostuba can't even talk, but his arms were raised, absorbed in the holy name. It's a beautiful sight. The ladies going in all circles, and the men jumping and leaping and whatever else. Like the spiritual world, really. I want to thank you for this very, very beautiful offering to the lotus feet of Lata Lilao. The deities on the altar here were originally installed by Vajranal, the great grandson of Krishna, 5,000 years ago, in the place of Srimati Radharani's appearance. And they were watching this kirtan, smiling very nicely. If we really want to make Radha Rani and Kanaya Shri Krishna happy, this is a wonderful way to do it. Prabhupada showed us the secret. With united hearts, to joyfully sing their names and glories together in Sankirtan. What is the time? What? 5:40. It is 5:40. Tomorrow we are doing Govardhan Parikrama. So everyone should be in their buses and ready to go before 7:30. Is that all right? As far as today, we will leave immediately. And everyone, go to your buses, and you have two choices. Either the buses could drop you off at Krishna Balaram Temple, and we may still make it for Damodarastakam. Or at least, because it goes on for an hour. So, you know, because it is Diwali today, it's very auspicious to offer your the lamp of your love to Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar Gornita. So for those of you who wish to do that, which I humbly recommend, go right from the bus to Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir and assist all the assembled Vaishnavas in ecstatic, enthusiastic kirtan after offering your lamps. And for those of you who are very hungry, you may go directly to Fogla Ashram and have prasad. And for those of you who come to the kirtan, if you like, you can go to Fogla Ashram after Damodarastakam and take prasad. So you have two choices. And I thank you very much. JJ. One more time, very, very loudly. We should. So loudly that all the devotees of Krishna Balaram Temple know that we're coming.